At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. This is Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town, and today is the start of Week 8 in the National Football League with Thursday Night Football, the Vikings at the Chargers. The 3-3 Vikings at the 4-3 Chargers. Justin Herbert against Carson Wentz. Who knew that we'd get this much Carson Wentz this season? My goodness, it's been a season of backup quarterbacks again in the NFL. Washington is starting a backup, Marcus Mariota, Monday night against the Chiefs. And Monday Night Football, prime time, another prime time game for Washington. You just have to wonder, the way this season has played out at 3-4, how many of the Commanders' remaining primetime games will actually be played in primetime? How does Washington stop this season from spiraling out of control? Starts on defense. I just don't have the answer. I'm not sure Dan Quinn or Joe Witt Jr. do either. We'll talk all things Commanders at 1 p.m. on the Richmond Commander. We'll bring on Preston Willett for some UVA athletics at 1:30. Best football team in the state of Virginia are the Hoos. But you know how we like to start the show, by catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores,
highlights. Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
All right, let's start in the NFL here. And there is a lot going on in the NFL. So the Jets' ownership was critical of Justin Fields' play. He shrugged that off. There has been a war for some reason between Russell Wilson and Sean Payton, with the two throwing bombs at each other right now back and forth in the media. And Aaron Rodgers says playing the pack is not a revenge game. But Thursday night will be a good one that we will all check out on Amazon Prime. Minnesota against the Chargers. Over the weekend, Baltimore will host Chicago with the chance to get their season back on the track. Let's find out if Lamar Jackson is ready to play.
For the Baltimore Ravens, Kyle already mentioned it, Lamar Jackson back at practice for the Ravens after the bye. No one will say for sure that Lamar is playing. This has been slow playing. It has been everyone saying, you know what? When Lamar's out here, whenever it is, we'll be happy to have him. No one has said it, but certainly some optimism because the starting quarterback and MVP is back at practice after missing a couple weeks. We'll see how he progresses through the week.
So it's interesting that there hasn't been that much talk about Lamar Jackson being injury-prone, but that's what you've heard in Washington with Jaden Daniels' second injury and his third game missed in just his second season. I don't think his hamstring's as bad as Lamar's, but it knocked Lamar out for 3 weeks plus the bye. For Washington, that's the reason their season would completely spiral out of control. If Jaden Daniels doesn't return until December, I don't know that we're going to be playing meaningful football. That's what's frustrating. But whether it's 100% Jaden or Marcus Mariota, the defense right now is not good enough to win games or to reach our goal of making the playoffs. Over to college football on the sports app. So Florida State's going to decide about Mike Norvell at the end of the season. Florida already fired their coach. Penn State already fired their coach. There could be more openings, including LSU. Let's take a listen to Get Up ESPN.
He's coaching for his job this season. I wouldn't circle this weekend. I would say this weekend, if they don't get the job done, there's a meeting in that building Sunday where some changes on his offensive staff are demanded. And then the question becomes, does Brian Kelly look around and say, I don't have to answer to anyone. This is my offensive staff. You do what you feel like you need to do. They've been woeful offensively down there. Unlike some of the changes on the other side of the ball that were probably made organizationally, he is responsible for the current offensive coordinator there, and it hasn't worked out, and he doesn't have a lot of equity built up with that fan base. They don't particularly feel him right now in the building. I don't think it's the best vibes right now. I could see Greeny this shifting very violently, but right now they're 5-2. It's not like a Florida situation. It's not off the rails. Mathematically, they're still in the playoff hunt, so it's like this no man's land of hot seat talk, but it's LSU, and it could go sideways very quickly.
It's just so interesting because LSU season is absolutely still alive, and the next 2 weeks are the biggest games of their season against number 3 Texas A&M, against number 4 Alabama. There's going to be zero talk of Brian Kelly getting fired if they win both of those games. But we'll see the way the season plays out, because LSU feels like they should be a college football playoff team every single year. Speaking of the playoffs, we got a few games that will decide seedings. Ole Miss against Oklahoma is going to be a big-time matchup there. That's 12 noon on ABC. Mizzou Vanderbilt as well, because Diego Pavia has certainly put himself in the Heisman conversation, but also college football playoffs. I will keep an eye on Alabama-South Carolina stuff. That's because Hokies former coach Frank Beamer's son, Shane Beamer, a lot of Hokies Nation wants him to go back to Blacksburg. Well, the conversation was, why would he leave South Carolina? They're a great program, going in the right direction. Well, that has changed the way this season has played out and the two-game losing streak that they are on right now and how they are near the bottom of the SEC standings. If they keep losing and he gets fired, it becomes a lot more likely he ends up in the conversation for the next head coach of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Over to the NBA on the Sports app. Washington began their season against the Milwaukee Bucks, and it was the rookie Trey Johnson pulling up for three. Here is the call on the Fan.
Looking for Whitmore. Kick out. Johnson, pure three in the corner.
That's nice. Huh?
The Bucks, though, would prevail and get the win 133-120. Giannis leading all scorers in that one. That's what you want from Washington, to lose the game, but to also get good play from their young stars. Alex Sarr had a double-double, and I thought Bub Carrington, Keyshawn George, and Trey Johnson were really good. Will Riley got in late and impressed me as well. But the primetime game was Cleveland against the New York Knicks. Coached by Mike Brown, the New York Knicks, the new-look Knicks, got a win with a familiar face. Carl Anthony Towns driving to the basket. He scores part of his 19-11-2.
Spins, kicks it back out. Ananobi up top, shot clock at 8. Towns the fake, jab step. 4 on the 24, goes it Mobley, the runner. It's good! Carl Anthony Towns with some big buckets.
How about the T-Wolves against the Portland Trail Blazers? It was Anthony Edwards for three.
Minnesota can tie or take the lead. Edwards, boom!
And the T-Wolves would win 118-114 over the Portland Trail Blazers. There's a weird situation going on in the NBA, and not all the information has come to light. But what we know is that Portland Trail Blazers head coach Chauncey Billups was arrested. I'm not sure if he coached the game last night. I believe he did. And then he was arrested this morning. So were others, including Miami Heat player Terry Rozier. Among 30 people were charged and arrested in a sports betting and illegal poker investigation. And my take is this is going to get ugly. There are so many people involved, including big names like the current head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers, Chauncey Billups. And I listened into the press conference today with FBI Director Kash Patel and others, and they talked about basically information got out from an inside source, and it does tie back to Jontay Porter and his lifetime ban in his suspension for gambling in the NBA with the Toronto Raptors. I'm just speculating, but from what I've heard, basically Chauncey Billups was telling insiders when people were not going to play much because of an injury. And it's already come out several times when the Portland Trailblazers played the Orlando Magic, and the arrests happened in Orlando for all these people here in Florida, that Denny Avdija, who was with the Wizards and averaging 36 minutes a game, played less than 26. And a lot of people won money on the under. This is very weird. There's a lot of people involved, including mafia members. The NBA kind of gets what they deserve for getting into bed with all the sports gambling sites. This is what happens. There's a reason sports gambling was illegal for so many years, and that's because so many people cannot be trusted with the inside information. Let's go over to Major League Baseball on the sports app. A1 Army members, who are you rooting for? I had a listener tell me it's Japan against Canada. I'll be rooting for Canada. I'll be rooting for Vlad Guerrero Jr., Max Scherzer to get the win over Shohei Ohtani and the LA Dodgers. And that's just because I don't want money to win out. And the Dodgers have spent more than anybody. My goodness, their lineup is just loaded with Hall of Famers, loaded with All-Stars. And it just is not fair. So I'll be rooting for the underdog in the Blue Jays. World Series begins on Friday. Over to the NHL on the sports app. Capitals tied for first place in the Eastern Conference with 10 points. Alex Ovechkin has 898 goals. I'm tracking when he will get to number 900. They're coming off of a win 4-1 over the Kraken, and Tom Wilson has been the best Capital on the ice for them this season. Next game tomorrow night against the Blue Jackets. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Commanders, and Adam Schefter went on ESPN earlier today and gave an update on Jaden Daniels. Let you listen to that next on the Commander's Corner. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Use it today to rewind, run some errands, and then pick up right where you left off. We'll bring Preston Willett on the show to talk a little UVA football. We'll talk some VCU hoops with Matt Shelton Eide. I will be at the Siegel Center on Sunday at the Stew for a VCU exhibition game, their final exhibition game ahead of the start of the regular season. It's time for the Commander's Corner. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Stubb, I want your opinion on this because I was talking to my buddy yesterday, and it feels like Washington, we knew we had a tough schedule, right? We basically got a first-place schedule without finishing in first place, which is just insane. But it feels like the way this has played out, Washington is going to end up with the toughest schedule maybe in the history of the NFL. Like, week one, thank goodness we started Russell Wilson, because if they had Jackson Dart, look how good they're playing. Week two, we got, oh, yeah, like, playing in Lambeau was going to be tough. Playing the Packers was going to be tough. Oh, yeah, well, let's just hand them Micah Parsons also. Week three, the Raiders. I got nothing to say. They suck, and Pete Carroll's cashing a check. Week four, the Falcons game. Yeah, they're coming off of a 30-0 loss to the Panthers. That was a revenge game. Chargers coming off of a loss. The Bears off of a bye week. Dallas off of a loss. The Chiefs off of their best performance of the season. The Seahawks off of a bye. And it just gets worse, it feels like. Because you know we're going to end the season Philly, Dallas, Philly.
And oh, yeah, New York's playing. Playing well. For playoffs or for seeding. So right. They're going to be doing their. Yeah.
It's just, I mean, when the schedule came out, we knew it was going to be tough. I didn't think it would end up being this tough. Like, this is insanely tough, dude. And it's not getting easier. It does not lighten up. The only time it lightens up, all right, we got the Dolphins in Madrid. But, like, the travel of that game is going to make it difficult, too. Right? So, it's just, oof. It's a very tough schedule. The Commanders have the eighth toughest remaining schedule based on opponents' combined winning percentage. That's because the next three, Chiefs, Seahawks, and Lions, are all way above 500. At least the Seahawks and the Lions. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Let's take a listen to Adam Schefter with the latest on QB1, Jaden Daniels.
Now, let's talk about the D.C. quarterback. Not a dream here, all the injuries on the Washington Commanders offense. We already knew that they are missing their top three receivers. At least they were last week. We'll see if any of them come back. And now Jaden Daniels is going to be out for the Monday night game against the Kansas City Chiefs. Sources say, despite just having a low-grade hamstring injury, it is enough to rule him out for Monday night. Daniels obviously wanted to play on national TV against Mahomes in Arrowhead. There was a lot to like. It was just not going to happen. Not worth the risk. Just could not get out there. So Jaden is going to be out. Marcus Mariota starts his third game. Hope he looks better than he did when he came in last week. But no Daniels this week.
And Schefter would go on to say that Jaden Daniels has a hamstring injury. And if you look at what Lamar just missed, he missed two games and the bye. We still don't know whether he's back 3 weeks later. Jaden Daniels might be on a similar timeline, which he believes would derail Washington's season. So my take is this. If Jaden Daniels is out until the Madrid game, it feels like it absolutely will derail our entire season. Feels like it's already spiraling out of control. But it's the right decision to sit Jaden Daniels. It's the right decision for him to stay out until he's 100% healthy. But once again, my take on this season does not really change with Jaden Daniels at quarterback or Marcus Mariota. We can't stop anyone. Defensively, with the way we're playing, it does not matter who the quarterback is. And that's what's so frustrating. And I think we all thought that it was the right decision by Adam Peters to maximize on Jaden's potential, trading for Laremy Tunsil, trading for Debo, drafting Josh Connerly. The issue is defensively. Just like it was when we lost the conference championship game last year. And I, Adam Epstein, thought Dan Quinn would fix it with his schemes. Adam Peters chose not to really upgrade the defense. Instead, they brought everyone back. Somewhere it failed. I want to see Jaden Daniels flying high again. And for that to happen, he needs to be at 100%, and Washington needs to protect their quarterback. And we have to stop putting him in situations where he feels like he needs to be Superman to be successful. A lot of fans are losing their minds right now. with this season, the way it's out of control and the injuries and the injuries and the injuries and the injuries that Jaden has suffered, have some making comparisons to RG3. We all, I feel like, if you're a Redskins fan, if you're a diehard Commanders fan, we all have PTSD from the RG3 era and the way it ended. Thinking we had a franchise quarterback to him never reaching his full potential. You can understand why some fans are making a comparison, even though I believe it's incorrect. Because Jaden's a different player, he's a different athlete, and I believe he's reached already highs that RG3 wishes he could have reached. But there's one thing that I see that's in common with Jaden Daniels' injuries. His offensive line's not protecting him. And his defense is letting him down, and he's forced to have to try to do too much. Against Green Bay, he got injured, down two scores on the road, prime time, and his right tackle literally whiffed on Micah Parsons and missed. And it was a free rusher, and Jaden is getting chased down. And what did he do? He ran for his life, and he got hurt. He put himself in harm's way because he couldn't get protected against Jalice. He got injured in the pocket. That didn't happen to RG3. He got injured on a shotgun dropback that he had never had time to see anybody down the field. And once again, he's forced to run for his life, but he got tackled awkwardly before he could even move away. The offensive line's not protecting him. RG3, the difference is RG3 put himself into harm's way. He got hurt in the middle of the field on a scramble in which he ran for 10 yards, should have gotten down, and Haloti Ngata destroyed his knee. He chopped it in half, right? Then he had an ankle injury on a scramble and was never himself because he continued to put himself in harm's way and hurried himself back from injury. So that's the difference right there. Jaden got hurt in the pocket, and this coaching staff in this front office, I believe, is taking this injury very seriously, as they should. And they're not going to rush him back. But when he comes back, number one, the offensive line has got to do a better job protecting him if he's going to fly high again like he did last year. That's the offensive line needs to play better. And the defense, you cannot get burnt up and down the field because you force your quarterback in situations where the entire planet knows he's going to throw. And then they can pin their ears back and just rush him and rush him and rush him. Here's Dan Orlovsky with his thoughts on this Jaden injury and what it will do to the Commander season.
It's a bad sign that this season the injuries have really impacted his availability. We all know that this defense is struggling mightily. Dallas put up 40-something on him last week. This team offensively needs to just play to a pace almost like what we've talked about Dallas's offense, where they got to score 35-plus. Second time this year he's going to miss time because of an injury. Mm-hmm. Is it going to impact the way that they call plays? Is it going to impact the way that he plays stylistically? And can they have the season that they kind of expected coming into this year too? So I'm hoping he's going to be healthy as soon as possible, but I do believe it's going to have a butterfly effect of how he plays.
Yeah. I mean, without Jaden, we're not the same offense. Without Jaden, our points per game goes from about 28 to 22. Everything changes without Jaden Daniels, but when he returns, everything needs to continue to change. The defense needs to get better. The offensive line needs to do a better job protecting him, or he's going to get hurt again. And that's why when it happened on Sunday, I said I don't want him to play on Monday. I think it's a smart decision to not play him, and now you can get to work with Marcus Mariota. We know Mariota can score points and lead the offense down the field, but can the defense get a stop? Because that's the only chance we would have to win on Monday. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So there's a crazy situation going on in the NBA, and the latest is that Chauncey Billups, the head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers, and Terry Rozier of the Miami Heat have been arrested. Give you more on that when we return. It's the Fast Break with AWOD on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So this is one of these hard-hitting news stories right here that I just want to read you the facts as they come out. I'll give you my take a little bit later, but it's time to head out on the Fast Break with AWOD talking all things NBA.
Let's go. Let's play some basketball here.
We're going on a Fast Break with AWOD. From buzzer-beating shots to the best highlight plays from around the league, every clutch moment.
Stroking it from three.
The all-stars of the league. We're out in transition. It's a breakaway.
It's good at the buzzer.
It's the Fast Break and AWOD talking all things NBA.
I mean, I literally had a friend call me this morning and say, this is what the NBA gets for getting into bed with sports gambling sites. I mean, they're promoting it for every game. Before the game, after the game. Charles Barkley's got his best bet and all that stuff. But this is so wild, it feels like it's a motion picture. Like, this feels like, it almost kind of feels like a book. Probably it might end up being a book in a few years. Here's the latest.
Nice miniseries.
Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups has been arrested. Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier has been arrested as part of a wide-ranging investigation related to illegal sports betting and rigged poker games backed by the mafia. Authorities just announced this morning. Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier were among 34 people arrested. The arrests were the results of a years-long investigation covering 11 states and involving tens of millions of dollars. The FBI director said that other law enforcement officials have also said that multiple charges involve four mafia families and organized crime networks in a mind-boggling amount of fraud. It is the craziest story. I mean, I didn't even really know the mafia was, like, out there, you know, still existing. Like, it's just crazy to me that all this is happening today. I don't know what to make of it. I really don't. New information seems to be coming out throughout the show today. Here's what I thought was kind of wild, Stub, was the names of the families that are in this. Like, this is, it's just wild to me. Like, the Gambino family, the Bonanno family. I mean, we're talking mafia here, and NBA players. Former NBA player Damon Jones was also arrested. They are saying that this does relate back to the Jonte Porter arrest and suspension, as he has been banned for life from the NBA. But, like, dude, Chauncey Billups, like, Stub, Chauncey Billups is a 17-year veteran. He was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame, currently the head coach of the Trailblazers, and was arrested in Portland.
They going to take him out?
Dude, I don't know what's going to happen here. I don't know how many of these people are going to go to jail. I don't know how the NBA responds to this. I don't know how they keep their relationships with sports gambling sites with this many people being involved here. Current players, former players, and head coaches. I mean, they got a Hall of Famer who's pretty much tarnishing his entire career by getting arrested involved in this.
It makes you wonder how much this is happening in other sports.
Right. Right. But certainly, I've told you how awful the NBA has been the last few years. Something smelled funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to get worse because I think more people are going to get involved. We saw Gilbert Arenas was arrested a couple weeks ago, maybe a month and a half ago. He kind of said that he snitched, and this might be the outcome of that. The other thing is the rigged poker games that are involved in this are a very bad look for the NBA because, like, gambling in the NBA, outside of sports betting, gambling's been a huge part of the NBA. Gilbert Arenas literally got arrested when he was with the Wizards for bringing guns to the locker room after a poker game went bad. Like, Michael Jordan has gambled. These guys gambling has led to a lot of bad things, and this is just a terrible story, and it's crazy it's coming out at the start of the NBA season. Start of the season.
I wonder if this is going to go all the way up to Adam Silver, or if he's on ownership hot seat of the league.
Like, I mean, he has to be. Yeah. He has to be. This is the biggest story that basketball has had in, like, the last 10 years.
Like, someone's got to take a fall, and I don't think the NBA is going to pass up on the sports betting money.
Yeah. Let's see if we can get the latest from Sham Sharnia. If you go to ESPN on NBA, he did do a two-minute breakdown there. I wanted to get to the games last night real quick. Victor Wembanyama was awesome, and the Spurs demolished the Mavericks. He had 40, as Cooper Flagg did not have a really good debut for the Mavs. But I think the story of the night was VJ Edgecombe, who I will admit I was wrong. I thought he was drafted way too high. All right. Edgecombe came in for the 76ers, who are desperate for youth and desperate for health. Well, they got the good one in a 20-year-old that was the number 3 overall pick in this year's draft. All right. Eyes are wide open on what he can do now after he just scored 34 points, the most in an NBA debut since Wilt Chamberlain. VJ Edgecombe in the same conversation as Wilt Chamberlain. He said after the game, "I work every day and all my life for moments like this. This is my dream. I prayed for this. I always prayed for this, to make it to the NBA and stay in the NBA. Man, yeah, that was crazy. That surpassed my expectations, to be honest." So, like, when we did our season preview, I was kind of joking about the Sixers as just going to be a disaster this year because I thought Embiid would not stay healthy. Maxey was dealing with an injury. He scored 40. He'll be fine. Paul George is always injured. I just didn't expect that their rookie would be this good and this early. 13 of 26, did it efficiently, had also 7 rebounds, 3 assists, part of 34-point debut, the most for an NBA rookie in his debut since Wilt Chamberlain. How cool is that? All right, so let's get back to the story with Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier being arrested. Here is Shams Charania of ESPN.
Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier have both been arrested this morning. Billups at around 6 a.m. in Portland, Oregon, and Rozier around 6 a.m., I'm told, in Orlando, where the Heat were playing last night. Rozier's been arrested for his involvement in alleged sports gambling, prop bets, and Billups, ABC News is reporting, is tied to an illegal poker operation tied to the mafia. And so, the FBI has been investigating this situation for several months, and in Rozier's case, at least 2 years, and today is making arrests. There is a press conference that is set by the FBI. The Eastern District of New York has been leading this investigation. I'm told FBI Director Kash Patel has also been increasingly involved in recent weeks. He will be leading the press conference today as well. But this is really seismic news in the NBA for a sitting NBA head coach in Chauncey Billups to be arrested, taken into custody for alleged illegal gambling, as well as Terry Rozier for sports betting, allegedly. Two arrests made this morning. There are expected to be numerous arrests also tied to both of these situations.
You can cut off Shams here. I know Shams from all of his reports. I can hear it in his voice. He does not really know what to say.
Yeah, you don't want to. You got to say allegedly so many times.
Because
you don't want to.
This is all brand new.
Yeah.
It just happened this morning of getting arrested. I'm not sure how much aware he was of the investigation. It didn't sound like much right there. This is very much ongoing. So that was recorded about an hour ago. In the last 15 minutes, we do have an update. The NBA released a statement. "We are in the process of reviewing the federal indictments announced today. Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups are being placed on immediate leave from their teams, and we will continue to cooperate with relevant authorities. We take these allegations with the utmost seriousness, and the integrity of our game remains at our top priority." The integrity of the game is, just feels like it's going to be lost with this. I'm interested about the mafia. The La Cosa Nostra. It's a name for the Sicilian mafia organizations. All right. In New York, they referred to 5 families: the Lucchese's, the Gambino family, the Genovese, the Colombo, and the Bonanno, or Bonanno. They're Italian. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. But this takes back to the 1930s with a power struggle among crime families in New York. And somehow, even though a lot of these guys were arrested and there was a congressional hearing in 1963 and a crackdown on organized crime in 1970, they've still been working behind the scenes. I mean, is that crazy or what? This is an ongoing situation. So the poker game is what really involves the mafia. But there is a tie to the gambling scheme, which is very interesting here. And it all goes back to Jontay Porter, who pleaded guilty back in July of 2024. I mean, This is just a wild situation here.
Are y'all not making enough money?
I know. That's what's so stupid. These are millionaires. Like, and they're putting their reputation on the line. It's just great. There's another update here 5 minutes ago from NBC News. It says, an unsealed indictment released today lays out the allegations of a multi-year rigged poker scheme that brought in thousands of dollars and in one case nearly $2 million in winnings. The face cards were members of the cheating teams and received a portion of the criminal proceeds in exchange for their participation in the schemes. I mean, it's almost too confusing for me to understand why you would even do that. Like, what? Why would you get involved with rigging poker games? Like, that's just
You have your own gambling thing. You get in debt. You need to get the money back somehow.
Right. Well, that's the other thing is, why are all these millionaires finding themselves in debt? What are they doing? What are they doing to get into all of this stuff? One game in Las Vegas, according to reports in 2019, brought in $50,000 in winnings from the victims. In the indictment, it said another game in Manhattan in the summer of 2023 allegedly brought in $1.8 million. So the latest is Chauncey Billups will not be on the sidelines for Trailblazers games. He will not be the head coach. And I don't think you're going to see Terry Rozier in a Heat uniform anytime soon. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. We've got the Junkies Monday through Friday from 6 to 10. Michael Phillips is 10 to noon. AWOD, I'm 12 to 3 before Grant and Danny drive you home. Stubb runs the ones and twos. And Stubb, the line for the Commanders game against the Chiefs just keeps climbing up. It just going up and up and up. And it's just so tough. I mean, we all had different expectations for this team. But after the success of last season, I thought we were on to something. I really did. And now there's a lot of people who feel like they're questioning Dan Quinn. People questioning Adam Peters. There's part of the fan base questioning Jaden Daniels' health. because he's got a skinny frame. But to me, I'm so disappointed that my excitement level has dropped off, like, completely. I mean, we're talking about Monday Night Football, prime time, national television. I'm not that into it. You know, it's just changed so much. It feels like a chore to watch Commanders games, where it used to be my favorite part of my weekend. And once again, we don't get to watch them on Sunday. We got to wait till Monday night to then watch an embarrassing performance again. I mean, that was so hard against the Bears because we didn't play up to our abilities. But now against the Chiefs, without Jaden Daniels, it's hard for me to envision finding a way to win this game. It really is. I think it's possible, because anything's possible in the NFL. But as I said yesterday, it's like the junkies were listening, Stub, because they said the same thing today. We're going to need, I don't want to use the word fluke, but we're going to need an insane play. Like a Jalen Lane punt return for a touchdown, a Luke McCaffrey kick return for a touchdown. Somehow Mahomes has a snap that goes over his head and we return it for a touchdown. Like, we're going to need bonkers. We're going to need craziness to happen to have a chance to win this game against the Kansas City Chiefs. I am struggling to find a way to see us win this game. I really am. Because I think the Chiefs are really trending upwards. And, you know, I talked about the schedule. Like, damn, I wish we got the Chiefs week two when Philly did, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that was your opportunity right there. Early in the season when they were struggling, they didn't have all their complement of receivers. They didn't have their weapons. I mean, now they're rolling. Like, their last two wins were so impressive. Like, I know the Raiders are bad, but it's hard to blank a team in the NFL. It's very hard to do that, especially in garbage time. They blanked them, 31-0. And the way they executed against the Detroit Lions the week before, like, it was so impressive. It was right down the field. Mahomes had a great completion percentage. He threw three touchdown passes. They jumped on him early with a touchdown on the first drive, a touchdown on the third drive, a touchdown to start the third quarter, and they got themselves a two-score lead and kind of cruised to victory. That's what Washington had done the previous season. We have not been able to get off to a fast start, which has not let us get a two-score lead, which has not let us do everything that we want to do on the offensive side of the ball. And it's just not complimentary football at all. I think that's the biggest issue that I'm noticing, is the offense is letting the defense down, which is letting the special teams down, which is then letting the offense down. It's like a cycle of things getting out of control. The defense makes a play, forces a safety. The offense then goes for two and misses it. And then the defense gives up a long play. Like, once again, at 15-20, that game was not over at all. But then it was after you gave up a touchdown and 21 seconds on the next drive. Stub, you want to know what my dad said? He is Mr. Optimism. Like, I try to be Mr. Positive here, but as you can tell, I'm doom and gloom. I don't really know how this season turns around. But he said to me yesterday, he said, all right, we lost to Dallas 44-22. Do a little math for me. He said, minus the pick six and the touchdown drive before the half and the damn 60-plus yard field goal that we gave up to Brandon Aubrey, it was a one-score game.
That would be 5 points.
Yeah. I kid you not, that's what he said.
You
take away all those mistakes right there, it was a 5-point game. I need to get that kind of optimism in my blood. I'm trying to promote it here on the airwaves. I can't, Stub.
Whatever MP's on.
Yeah. I'm telling you, though, the only reason he thinks we have a chance is because he, deep down, wants Kansas City to win. Deep down, the kid from Kansas City wants to go home, and he wants his parents to be happy. And I don't blame him.
He believes so hard he got sick.
Yeah. And it's for his brother. Because I've heard you think Michael's nuts? I've heard his brother is, like, the craziest diehard fan. He will live and die by every snap and every play. And I think that's what it is for Michael, is he wants to go home and let his family be happy. Because there's no way he would put real money on the line that Washington can win. Now, he did say he's going to hammer the plus 12.5. I'm not that optimistic. I'm really not. Now, and it's like, and I also want to double down on what I told Michael yesterday. All right. Like, I would give $200 of my personal money to guarantee a Commanders win. That's how much it's worth to me. I also don't want to get sucked into this game and then be heartbroken around 11:30 at night because the Chiefs win in a walk-off field goal. I'd rather get blown out by 30. I don't want them to give me any hope. I don't want them to suck me in and get me to stay up late and actually believe in this team for them to lose.
I think
I want to either win by 20 or lose by 40.
I think part of that, too, is obviously change is needed. And if we hold them to a last score drive, they're going to go, oh, well, that was good enough.
Yeah. I mean, I could, it's just, it's, this is so NFL, though. Like, this is what happens. Washington might come close and then lose this game, but then you're right. Then they're going to have the confidence that they can beat Seattle, they can beat Detroit. This is, there's no moral victory in this one. We either win and get back to 500 and try to ride our season, or we lose and it's the beginning of the end. And it's another three-game losing streak. And that was so tough last year, from 7-2 to 7-5. It's going to be even worse this year as the losses add up and they pile up and we move further and further below 500. Further and further below 500. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.